Economically, we haven't yet seen any economic blueprint or even any economic reforms, any substantive rather economic reforms that have been enunciated by the government. Then politically, of course, we have yet the promulgation of the government of national unity. But I think in terms of substantive political reforms, like, for example, the reinstatement of the rule of law, and also issues to do with reverence for property rights, we haven't seen much a positive change in that direction. So, yes, the IMF are going to come, and I also believe that one issue that they are going to insist on is for Zimbabwe to really pay off their outstanding arrears. As you know, the Zimbabwe's external debt has been growing because it hasn't been serviced since a long time. So I think the IMF will first and foremost also insist that a new government does take some steps towards the redemption of our international outstanding obligations.